Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got conflicting messages on the Dave Harrigan script here. Do I trust page one? Do I trust page two? It's very complicated.
I'm frankly astonished that you're even looking at it. So this is kind of nice to know.
Well, now I'm just reinforcing my idea of not looking at it because one's fake news. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. This will be a running theme throughout the show. What percentage of fishing is fake? What percentage of fishing is luck? We just had the scam artist. I'm not even sure he was in Cross Lake myself. Do you think he was in Cross Lake? I don't. I think it was Rosemount. I'm not even sure that was Governor Walz or the DNR commissioner. I'm not even sure they were real either.
Are we thinking Governor Walz body double?
Melania was there, but it wasn't the Melania we know.
Okay.
It was body double number four.
Well, she's not at the White House, we know. So
yeah, we do know that. We hear again how complicated, how complex. I can go to the same lake, throw a line out there, and have the same success as Babe Winkleman. Might be my extent of high-end fisherman. Ron Shera.
Yeah.
Ron Shera, bring it on.
Yeah, Ron Shera, Babe Winkleman. I think that's all you know for the big names and angling.
All I know is a couple of years ago, Lake Minnetonka, when Mr. Moss, as a tip of the cap to my father, had a fishing event honoring individuals who have significant cognitive delays, highlighting my son, Quentin, not because of me, but because of my father. I mean, the first time I cast, no, it wasn't. It wasn't great. It was embarrassing. Second time I cast in Lake Minnetonka with our guide, guess what I caught? Like it was like a marlin.
Real, a Florida marlin.
Right there.
Or a Miami marlin.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right there. So, you know, marlin is like a lot of us. Spends time here in the summer and is a snowbird in the winter.
Yeah, I would do that too if I was big marlin.
Somehow gets from Minnetonka to the Mississippi, then somehow transfers back over to the Fort Lauderdale area.
It's just a
I haven't figured that out.
It's a quick Uber from the lake to the river.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It is.
Yeah, the marlin makes it. I think you're not giving fishing quite the credit it deserves.
90% is luck.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe 90% is luck, but the other 10% is cheating.
It's true.
It's using all the gadgets.
You got all the gadgets?
Yeah, it's using all the sonar and the thing at bases. Hey, put it over there.
That's it. We got the camera thing now. Hey, there's a bunch of fish right below us. Let's stop right here. Yeah.
Try about 15 feet down. What do you say?
What a scam. I could be a fishing guide at Cross Lake this weekend.
Why don't you?
I should.
You can make some great cash.
Listen, I just saw my boy, the real mayor of Cross Lake, Rob Berkland, at the Wolves game last night. He had to drive right back up. I got a place to stay. I could do it.
Yeah. There's still time.
What percentage of fishing is luck? If you're not over 90, you're just not being honest with yourself. Look in the mirror. Look in your soul. Admit you've been lying. If you want to fish, bravo. Go do it. Actually, do it all the time. Keep those golf courses as clean as possible. That's if I ever play golf again. But, yeah, go ahead. Just admit, are you with me? 90% is luck?
Oh, I am, because, you know, you go into any sort of outdoor shop, you know, Cabela's, big outdoors there.
Yeah. Shields.
Yeah, you go to the fishing section, and you see, what, hundreds, thousands of lures and jigs and the Rapalas and the whole deal. Like, anybody walks into that one and just pinpoints the ones. That's the one. Sure. That's the one of all these. This is clearly the best. This is going to work.
90% is luck. Am I right? Of course I'm right. 651-461-9226 with a text. We're going to get to a more serious matter also. So that's good. You send those texts all throughout the day. Pope Leo the 14th, happened about 25 hours ago precisely at this point. I think it was like 11:09 our time.
That's when we saw the white smoke. Yeah.
We saw the smoke. And the little, was it a pigeon? What was the bird that was up there? Was like, what's going on here? What is going on here? This is my little spot.
Something smells good.
I like the Sistine Chapel. I don't need to be set on fire here. What's going on? So we get, it's an amazing story from Chicago. Yes, I've been amused by all the memes too. Coming out to the Bulls theme, you know, the various Chicago things. I chimed in myself, said if Pope Leo 14 doesn't come out and condemn deep dish pizza.
That'll never happen.
We will need mediation in our friend. I want to be friends with Pope Leo the 14th, but I need him to acknowledge that deep dish pizza out of his hometown, Chicago, is bad lasagna. That's it. Mm-mm. It's garbage.
You don't even mean that.
It's, oh, I mean it 1,000%.
No. Last
it's
time you had deep garbage. Dish, you went back for a second piece. I watched you do it.
I was starving. I hadn't ate in like 17 years. I mean, if I don't
a long
eat,
time.
If I don't eat for 17 years, I'll take that rock that was up in Jordana's nose when she was 10. I'd eat that too. I mean, if you told me the rock up Jordana's nose or deep dish pizza, I'm conflicted. So what do you honestly want Pope Leo the 14th to emphasize? The belief seems to be, and maybe it's an appropriate comparison with Supreme Court Justice David Souter, who passed away today, or yesterday, excuse me, what was announced today. David Souter was selected by George H.W. Bush in 1990. He did not have much writing. So there was a little bit of concern, but trusted John Sununu, who was an arch conservative, much more conservative than George H.W. Bush was. This is not the John Sununu who, Chris Sununu, who just finished as governor. This is his son, and said, trust me, Souter's going to be our guy. Souter was much more of a moderate, or if conservatives want to speak up, much more of a liberal than they wanted out of George H.W. Bush. And that became a bit of what they followed to some level with George W. Bush and absolutely with Donald Trump, trying to get more conservatives. So my point is your perception in so many ways can surprise us, including enormous appointments, because it seems like the early feeling, even the little bit of talk that Bob, that's how people knew. Those are the stories I read. Till yesterday, he was Bob to his friends. Do they still call, like, what does his brother call him now? Still calls him Bob, doesn't he?
I think you got to call him His Holiness, Your Holiness.
If I was the Pope, would you now call me Pope Leo the 14th, or would you call me Bob?
Calling you Bob when your name is Chad seems a little silly.
Yeah, and that was the kind of point of the joke, you know. I think the closest people.
I think you can. If you're the brother.
You're the brother.
If you've already, you know, put the Cubs fan rumor to bed.
I'm very excited to put that to bed. He's a Sox guy. Good luck on that. I mean, it's not been a good run. You know?
They did win a title.
They
had the World Series more recently than our Twins.
That's correct. That's correct. Like, if your brother's president, do you have to call him president every time you see him? Don't you still say him Dave?
I think you still call him.
Yeah. I think you still call him by the first name. I get that others will go Pope Leo XIV, His Holiness. Totally understand the respect with this remarkably important position. So the perception seems to be, because appointed by Pope Francis, some of his tweets and retweets about immigration and some matters, that he is going to be perceived as a moderate type like Francis. As someone who's not a Catholic, you are a Catholic, I want to get you right when we come back, who wants to see more acceptance among all religions. Judaism, Catholicism, you name it. I don't want you to give up on every tenet that is tied to the basis of your religion. Of course not. But I want you to accept that when these religions started an extraordinarily long time ago, that we are able to adapt and to modernize and to accept people and to reach out to them and find more commonality than if you're not with us 100%, leave us, you're wrong, you're a sinner, and you will not finish where the rest of us will. I want more acceptance. I don't expect Pope Leo XIV to take the Bible and numerous aspects which have brought billions of Catholics to this faith and say, it's all over. Katie, bar the door. But I want more willingness to look for ways to continue to bring people to Catholicism, even if there are some differences in where the most purest believe in it. That's how I feel in most aspects of life. So it shouldn't surprise you that this is how I feel about this, this and this remarkable appointment that he has. What would you like Pope Leo XIV to emphasize, whether it's in these first few weeks, first few months, or wishing him only the best health, maybe decades as Pope? What do you want to say? You can call us. You can text us. You can also go to the Odyssey app. You have 30 seconds to leave a message. We haven't checked that out in a while. I'd love to have some people think, it's too long for a text. I really don't want to wait and hold, but I want to give you 25 seconds of what I want Pope Leo XIV to emphasize. If you want to text or call, hopefully you know the numbers by now. If not, I'll say them repeatedly just to remind you, because we have audiences that come in and out. 651. 461-9226. Should I talk Pella? I think I should talk Pella right now. I went by where I'm eventually going to move and saw those Pella windows again yesterday, and they are just fantastic. It was every bit as professional working with Pella on a place where I'm going to move to as it has been the entire time living at the house I'm at. When I wasn't the builder, but ended up buying that house from the previous homeowners when it was only a couple of years old, and only enhanced the house when I found out they had Pella windows and doors. This is a company celebrating 100 years in business this entire year. This is a competitive business, okay? A lot of good competitors right here in the state, all across the country, all across the globe. If you last in the window and door business this long, you're really good. Check them out. How about this weekend, stop at either showroom in the metro area, Plymouth, Woodbury, super friendly. You'll see the product firsthand. Or go to the showroom or online, PellaNorthland.com, and have them come out for a free in-home visit. No obligation. They'll share their styles, their approach, and work with your budget. They're great people to deal with. I believe in them 100%. Now through the end of May, 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. Don't hesitate. PellaNorthland.com.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Is this Pulp-related music?
It is.
Okay.
Are you aware how they're related?
Not yet.
I mean, this, of course, a very famous song, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
By Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
We've got music from Leo's, Leonard's, Lenny's, Leon's. It's an all Leo day today with the Jad Hardman bump.
How about if someone is a Leo? Do they count?
I hadn't considered that.
Yeah.
So perhaps some will, because they might be named Leo and be a Leo themselves.
Yeah.
But, no, I didn't dig into the...
Seems like the committee was dereliction in their duty?
No, the dereliction of the duty was not a problem at all, because we completed a very good bump theme today with, as I said, Leo's, Leonard's, Leon's, in one case, a Leonard. That's close enough.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. That's where, I know, stay in my lane. That is where you needed to step up and play something. I go, wait, this isn't a Leo. You go, yeah, it is. Born, I don't know, August 17th or something.
I'm sorry. Whose lane are you in? Feels like you're in mine right now. Feels like you are drifting. In fact, you have drifted all the way into my lane.
Yeah, I know. I'm jealous of your lane. I like your lane.
It's a very good lane. And right now I'm giving you the bird because you just cut me off.
For the what do you want the Pope to emphasize? Our guy Stevie T on Twitter. For the new Pope. We are all human beings and should be treated with dignity, respect, and due process. The Pope wasn't shy in tweeting and retweeting. And if that is going to be a part of who he was before, including recently, directly criticizing the Vice President of the United States, how can you fault anyone for not including that in a part of the conversation? And I don't fault you if you bring it up quickly, because the immigration story and what is happening is one of the biggest political stories in our country, driven by Donald Trump. So do you fault anybody for bringing that up? Now, by the way, everything he's tweeted or retweeted hasn't been a criticism of Donald Trump. He's pointed out again his opposition to abortion and other classical, traditional beliefs of the Catholic Church?
Mm-hmm. No, it should be brought up. It's all part of the qualifications for the job, one might say.
What do you want as a Catholic out of Pope Leo XIV?
I'd love for him to continue some of the moves that Pope Francis had, just getting more people under the tent, you know, opening minds a little bit to, okay, you know, we don't have to say we're going to perform gay marriages, for instance, but blessings of gay people that are part of a marriage. That's a great thing. I think getting women more involved in the church, maybe the church isn't ready for adding women to the priesthood, but maybe we could move just a little bit more in that direction.
I would agree with that 1,000%. Now, the Catholic Church and investigations into abuse and questions. Anytime you have someone who has been a part of positions of authority, considering what happened in some churches, far from all.
But far too many.
But extraordinarily too many.
Yes.
Where horrific acts were taking place, and fathers and priests either knew directly about it, insulated them themselves where they didn't find anything about it, rarely went to the police, and often transferred said pedophile to another location to avoid any further damning information coming out, and hoping, go somewhere else. Go somewhere else, hopefully figure yourself out, but don't be a part of where I'm at. And there have been some questions raised about when he was Cardinal Prevost. I'm sure we'll see a lot of investigations on this, right? Some on claims against Catholic priests in Peru. As a leader of Chicago's province in 2000, he apparently allowed Father James Ray, an Augustinian priest whose ministry had been suspended 9 years previously over allegations of child abuse, to stay at the St. John Stone Friary in the city. Those are allegations. Do I know if all of them are accurate? I do not. But I know there were many people who their default was, well, you're going after us. You hate Catholics, and that's why you're pointing out. There are some who do hate Catholics, and no matter what, they are going to try to find flaws. There are others who were horrified by this despicable behavior by anyone, let alone someone in this august, important position where we trust you with our beliefs, our faith, and our children. Or others' children. So,
yeah, and then the audacity for others above them to say, no, we got this. Yeah. We can take care of it within ourselves. It's fine.
Yeah, like other professions are allowed to do that with the law.
Yeah.
Right? There's somebody who was tied to this radio station years ago, and they're just some horrifying, none of the allegations, but proven recently in court. No one here had any idea of that. From what I know, they're grotesque. So if we would have known about this here at the station, would that have been okay for us to say, we got it?
Yeah, this is CCO material. Yeah. We'll take care of
we're
this.
We're the most recognizable station.
Of course not.
In this, and we're all about integrity, so we got it. No, it's instantly to the authorities. And too many people, the Catholic Church leadership, not all, and I never bought the generalizing, but as you said, way too many let this happen. So that part of the story, let's see some good journalism on it. Let's pause. Major, another very busy week in D.C., never ends, including why is Joe Biden trying to rehabilitate himself? And how is it going? Majors in moments. Aquarius is the topic right now. They tell you, those folks who know a great deal about our health and our body and how we should start a day, that the best thing you can do when you start the day, not hot chocolate, which I would like, not coffee, which some of you suckers might like, because Dave, what do we think of coffee?
Yuck.
Yuck. Nice glass of water. Start your day with a nice glass of water. I've been doing that through Aquarius since the 90s. So for me to once again talk about Aquarius, this isn't the first time I've had a chance to do it many times before. This isn't, hey, I just want to talk about a good product. It's me knowing I'm talking about a great product and something that I've believed in for over 30 years about myself and my family. They'll come out, AquariusHomeServices.com. AquariusHomeServices.com. They'll come out and give you a free water analysis and find out what's going on at your condo, at your house, about your water. I know I have the best because I work with Aquarius. Not only does it taste great, which I love, water properly rated, but also I don't want any concerns about problematic issues with my water for drinking, or let alone with the clothes, the dishwashers, the other issues that gets cleared up with a water softener. Believer in this company. This is a family-owned company. They're as good as anyone in the business. I've been working with Kinetico for 30-some years. Track them down. Aquarius is the way to go.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
He is the best weekly radio guest on planet Earth, and we're lucky to have him. Major Garrett is here. Would you like me to send you just motivational comments?
I'm honored to be on the phone with what is now clearly a world-renowned motivational speaker.
Yeah, I appreciate that you recognize that. I wish you would have recognized
it
earlier.
Not only do I recognize it, not only do I recognize it, I recognize it.
Yeah. You're craving it, aren't you? You are craving it. You know. All right, speaking of motivation, can I tell your guy, Joe Biden,
My guy? What are you talking
Your
about?
Your guy, Joe Biden. You guys spent a lot of time together. Just live your life, Joe. You have been out in the public eye since the early 70s. You wanted to be president. You were president. You were vice president. You were a senator. It's time for you and Jill to just celebrate life. And now he started with a BBC appearance. Then he's on The View. And to me, Major, he looked the same, where he had moments where there was clarity. He had other moments when he was struggling, I thought, mightily. Mm-hmm. When his wife has to step in. Yep. I know we've already had a series of books come out.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper are about to have another book
mm-hmm.
come out, which apparently is very damning about how much the former president was struggling. Is that what this is about, just trying to get ahead and just telling his side of the story again and really, to me, influencing almost no one?
Well, it is about trying to stop being buried by the post-election book-a-thon, because already books that have come out about the campaign, and there have been a couple, very critical of not necessarily his physical or mental capabilities or stamina, but the intense protective nature, or the intensely protective nature of those within the White House. And you and I have had this conversation many times. Did the press miss something? And I will summarize my answer again. If through the Biden presidency, you as a listener to this program came to the conclusion that President Biden at age 81 or 82 or even 79 wasn't up to it, how did you reach that conclusion? You reached that conclusion by observing him yourself. How did that happen? Through the media or through social media? What were you deprived of in that process? I am not a doctor. I am not capable of asking, and I wasn't at the White House every day anyway, but even if I was, and many of my colleagues struggled with this, there are only so many ways you can get at this. If the presidency and the White House says, president's fine, you see the president either stumble or stammer or have a moment of, let us just be generous and say, unclarity. The public absorbs that, puts it in the back of their mind, sees it again, maybe sees it again. Maybe it's 6 or 8 months down the road. Were there obvious attempts to make things look worse than they were or describe them in ways that they weren't by critics of the president? Yes. But I think the public saw what was clear. And we in the press did note routinely how frequently he engaged in press conferences and interactions, spontaneous interactions with the press, of which President Trump does all the time.
Constantly.
Two or three times a day.
Yeah.
You know? And I also, on this program, made very careful note of an early press conference, meaning early in the Biden presidency, when he said there would be nothing in Afghanistan when we left that would look anything like Vietnam. And he was adamant about it.
Yep.
Well, we all remember how that played out.
It was a disaster.
And it was from that point forward that they really began to create this, hey, we better not do that sort of thing with him. And he agreed to it. So all of this flows through the president. All of this flows through those closest to him. And history will not judge them kindly. They simply won't. But he's making himself visible in order to not be buried completely. But he's still pretty buried.
The part of the story that still bothers me the most is not the media. It is the people within the White House and the many politicians you interview on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I do to a lesser degree, but I consume it quite a bit because of this show. And the number of times where the president would have a moment or two or multiple where he clearly wasn't sharp. And there were moments when you're like, just as an observer, is this guy up for the office? And then you would click on all over the place, and what you would hear is, oh, my God, you should see him behind the scenes. He is the most amazing. He's more razor sharp than any human being I've been with. Then 2 days later, he's out again, and he's still struggling. They just weren't telling the truth. Simple as that.
That part is true, and that part is where the historical accountability will be most harsh and unrelenting, and properly so. But let's remember this one, I believe, near unforgettable moment in this context of the Biden presidency. The Hur report comes out, says he can't be charged, shouldn't be charged, because he's an elderly man with a poor memory. A ferociously angry Joe Biden comes out and, in a press conference to prove he's on top of things, calls the president of Egypt the president of Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was, and that was not atypical. Let's just be honest. Nope. That was happening too much. Let's pause here. Let's come back. Let's talk about Donald Trump, and let's talk about another one of Major's good friends. In fact, he socializes with Judge Jeanine frequently. And also, we should ask him, Dave, when we come back. He's a former Fox News employee. Why in the hell doesn't he have a job with this administration yet?
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the few left who's even walked by the building that doesn't have a job in the administration. One of the few who said Fox News that doesn't have a job. All right, Major, the great Major, is with us. Major would love Stretch Lab. I guarantee you that. He's a fit man. He exercises on a regular basis. Maybe a weekend when he's going to relax. Then Monday, he's not as flexible. That range of motion, not as good. That mobility, not quite there. Stretch Lab will help him out, just like all of you. I've been going to Stretch Lab since 2019. And every time I go there, I see a wide variety. I might see a 12-year-old kid in there. I might see my son with me, 24-year-old, with significant health issues tied to the genetic syndrome that he has, and they're amazing with him. Might see a guy in his late 50s like me who needs to feel better. They'll help you. Trained specialists. You just don't walk in from the street and say, I want to work here at Stretch Lab. No, weeks and weeks and weeks of training with great results. You'll feel better right away. Half off, I repeat, half off your first visit. 11 locations, stretchlab.com. The bumper music theme, Major Garrett, today, in honor of Pope Leo XIV, anyone where their name somehow is Leo. Somehow is Leo. As you know, that's Leo Sayer.
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah?
Very good.
Yeah. What kind of disco dancer was Major Garrett back in the day?
Why back in the day? Well,
yeah, so maybe now. I'm sorry. I should not have put you into the paradigm of decades ago. Why not now? Why not tonight?
No. There'll be no disco dancing tonight. However,
yeah,
I am actuarially situated right in the disco era. Born in 1962, which means in high school, 78, 79.
Yeah.
College, 80, 81. I mean, that's all right there. It's all right there.
Wheelhouse.
And I had my first girlfriend, my beloved girlfriend, Leah Pollock, junior and senior year in high school. We took disco dancing lessons together, even in San Diego.
Are you serious? Oh, that's
we
so
did.
Good.
We did. Disco was such a rage. People forget. People actually really forget. It was not like notionally, like, oh, it was popular. No.
Everywhere.
It was, for about 2.5 to 3 years, a nationwide phenomenon that touched every demographic group. So much so that there were clubs opened in San Diego just for teens, non-alcoholic clubs where you could go and disco dance. And when I took these lessons at the community center, there were kids my age. Obviously, my girlfriend and I were 16, 17. There were seniors there. There were people in between. It was a rage that was almost transcendent in our country. Short-lived, happily so, but it was, for its time, amazing.
I have to offer one correction. I know you're
and the
hot.
The answer to your question is terrible.
Terrible?
That's the kind of disco dancer I was.
Dave, I have to step in and correct Major. I don't enjoy this, but I was told the age separation was similar to Bill Belichick and Jordan. That Leo was in her mid to late 60s, but that Major fell for
not Leo, Leah.
Leah. See, I'm not even sure that was her real name. Dolores. Ethel. I think it was Dolores at that point. I mean, you would see somebody in their 60s. I see Dolores. Although, what am I talking about? I'm 2 weeks from that age, so I need to stop talking. All right, let's.
I think that's a good call. Stop talking. Yeah, yes. I have a card in my wallet.
Yes, you do. So good. Okay, you know who else was disco dancing in the late 70s, 80s? Donald Trump, Studio 54. He was a regular.
Yes, I mean, indeed.
He was right in the middle of it. Okay.
To quote our current president, making it through the 70s and 80s and not getting a sexually transmitted disease was his Vietnam.
That's it. That is a quote from Donald Trump verbatim on the Howard Stern show when he used to be funny, when I was amused by the man. Judge Jeanine, your thoughts.
So I didn't necessarily have in mind that Judge Jeanine would be nominated to be she's currently the acting U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. We'll see if the nomination papers make it to the Senate or this is just a short-term thing. But the reason this happened is because the first nominee, Ed Martin, only a J6 attorney representing clients, but that's okay. Everyone in this country deserves legal representation and formidable legal representation. I have no problem with that. I do have a problem with him describing January 6, 2021 as Mardi Gras, as a non-event, and implying at times that it was a government setup, that it was an inside job, none of which is true, and ferociously denying the verified, legally discovered, and repetitively audited results of the 2020 election. Senate Republicans rose up and said it's not going to be Ed Martin. We're not going to confirm him as the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia.
His association with some white supremacists, too, right?
You won't do that guy? I'll give you. I got a whole pipeline of these folks.
Yeah.
And Jeanine's on TV, which means there's more pressure on you. She was a district attorney in Westchester County. You're going to vote against that, blah, blah, blah. So this is the Trump White House. And what's interesting about this and important for everyone to understand, they have a preparatory plan for just about everything. And you knock down one or knock down one executive order, they'll have one right behind it. They'll have another nominee right behind it. They have a certain number of hardcore loyalists. And those numbers for a lot of these important positions, not limited to one. They don't just have one. They have two, three, or four.
The president, Truth Social today, dropping the idea 80% as the tariff because we've got medians. And then also saying, up to you, Scott B., referring to his Treasury secretary. What about that?
So Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, earlier this week said we had to de-escalate with China. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're de-escalating. So we're walking away from the trade war because I guess they're not all the terrible things that the Trump administration has been saying about China for the last 6 or 8 weeks, many of which are substantively true. There are problems with our trade relationship with China. They do manipulate their currency. They do steal intellectual property. They do have onerous ownership rules and regulations that make it difficult for American businesses to operate in China as they would prefer. All that's true. But now we're trying to de-escalate all that. Those are Howard Lutnick's words. 80% is not where it's going to be. But it's nearly half of 145, which is a trade embargo rate, just as 80 is a trade embargo rate.
Yeah, that's it.
It's going to come down. And why this all matters is the two principal reasons to go down this whole destabilizing road was for revenue and reshoring. Reshoring means bringing things back that are in China. Well, you're not going to get revenue if tariffs are temporary, and you're not going to reshore if tariffs are temporary because no one's going to change their behavior if the tariff rates are going to basically be pretty close to where they once were.
Yep.
They'll figure out a way to massage their way around that. So this is a war started and a war now being pulled back from by the Trump White House.
I have to jump in. Great as always. Enjoy the weekend. Get those dancing shoes on, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks.
Major, next hour, Shaletta and John Krasinski on the Wolves.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.